Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Coming to the best for the answers here.
The one show that helps you make better money moves and provides strategies and solutions for your biggest financial challenges.
You guys talk about a lot of really good information that even I can understand.
Call Ray now at 844-RAY-SHOW. 844-RAY-SHOW. This is the Ray Lucia Show.
Why, thank you. Thank you very much, and welcome to the Ray Program, beginning an hour of money power for you, y'all. 844-RAY-SHOW. If you want to get on board, give us a buzz. 844-729-7469. The call is free. The advice priceless when you check in with the boys here. Jim Stewart, Jimmy, is in the house. How are you doing, James?
I'm ready for today.
You are ready for today. And you're
not yesterday, but today.
Jim Stewart, my pal for, I don't know, it's way more years than we even both want to admit. Certified financial planner filling in for the Bobby Wu character who's out in some sandals resort now. He just got married this last Friday. He sent me a picture. I showed it to you. It was a pretty nice little wedding he had going on there.
Beautiful.
I don't know if you're going to be able to fill those big shoes, man, of a 30-year-old. You're going to be able to fill these shoes of a 30-year-old?
Sure. Maybe not the pants, but the shoes.
great show scheduled for today. Steve Allendorf will be here talking about mortgage rates. We'll find out from him what he thought about what Janet Yellen had to say. She was yelling the other day about interest rates and the fact that once upon a time, she said, we're going to raise them. Now she's not sure, et cetera, et cetera. It's just Fed speak all over the place. But here's what the upshot is. You've got an opportunity of a lifetime, really, because we had this opportunity 2 or 3 years ago when interest rates got down this low. We are now right around 3.6% for a conforming 30-year. Not too shabby. We'll talk with Steve Allendorf about that, a whole bunch more. We'll also talk about lines of credit. Should you get a line of credit on your home to build some of that flexibility that you might need in paying your bills or paying whatever? That's coming up. And as I said, we'll talk about what Janet Yellen said and how she sees rates gradually rising. I got a suggestion for her. Don't do it. Just leave it alone because the global economy still stinks and our economy ain't nearly as good as we all thought it was. Oh, yes, hourly wages. She was all pumped up about that. They went up 0.2%. They haven't gone up in 30 years, but they've gone up 0.2%. That's a good trend. I don't think it's enough. I don't think it's enough. That's just my own personal opinion. We'll talk with Steve Allendorf about that. But we start today with something I began yesterday. And that is, I had an email question that I really couldn't get through because it's a little more complicated. So I promised the audience that we would discuss it today, and that's what I'm going to do. Investing in real estate through your IRA. And I said, maybe, maybe not. Sit back, folks. Relax. It's the Ray Revolution. And it's starting right now. What are we revolting against? Well, I would be revolting seriously against you going out and buying leveraged real estate in your IRA. And here's why. First of all, an IRA can buy real estate. As you know, Jim, you can buy just about anything you want through a self-directed IRA, including real estate and including leveraged real estate, although there's some rules that you need to know about. But I would not do it if I could avoid it. Here's why. First off, let's talk about this whole idea of leverage. Do you think that Wells Fargo Bank is going to step in and say, oh, your IRA would like to buy this, you know, single family home that you're going to rent out through your IRA and give you a 3.62% loan rate, here's the answer to that. Nope, absolutely not. Because guess who signs the application? Do you think Jim Stewart, who wants to buy that real estate through the Jim Stewart IRA, gets to sign that app and they get to go after Jim Stewart? No, it doesn't work that way. The IRA custodian, whomever that may be, has to be the applicant on the loan. And as you well know, James, the fact of the matter is the banks aren't going to make that loan. You used to work for said Wells Fargo years ago, as I recall.
Yes.
Didn't you used to, like, fly to San Francisco every week?
Every week.
I remember bumping into you in a grocery store, and you looked really burnt out. And I was telling you the story of how I used to fly to Philadelphia every week. So I know exactly what that feels like. How long did you last doing your job there?
3 years.
3 years. I lasted about a year and a half.
You get to know all the gate people. You get pre-board. You get to do all these things.
Yeah, you get a lot of bennies, but it's just brutal on you. I did that. I used to fly the red eye on Sunday nights and then fly back home either Thursday night late or Friday at about noon. Oh, my gosh. It was just brutal. Anyway, that was then and now is now. Now I just sit here and hang out with you in the mornings, and it's all fun and games. Sometimes it's afternoons. So this whole idea of buying your real estate with leverage, with a loan through your IRA, you ain't getting a 3.5% loan. You're not getting 4.5%. You're probably not getting 5.5%. You're probably getting 10.5% or 12.5%. It's hard money that makes those loans. And anybody that tells you otherwise is probably not being honest with you. Well, they may say, well, you set up an LLC and you disguise it to the bank, right? Well, that's a prohibited transaction, because if the bank is getting your signature on that and they think that you're on the hook for that money, you personally, that is a prohibited transaction. It could make your entire IRA subject to being taxable as a distribution. Go figure that. But that's not even the bad part. I haven't even gotten to the bad part yet. The bad part is when you borrow money to invest in real estate or a partnership or whatever the case may be, a business of sorts, through your IRA, you have what is called unrelated debt financed income. What does that mean? Well, what that means is your IRA is now subject to paying income tax. I think the form is 990T, if I recall correctly. I could be right, could be wrong.
You're the man, you know.
Well, you'll probably look it up and correct me during the break.
Yeah.
But it's something like that. It doesn't matter what the form number is. What matters is the earnings that you get when you sell that property, in particular, that, quote, capital gain, is taxable. It's taxable to the extent you had leverage. So if you had a 90% loan on the property and you bought it for $100,000 and you sold it for $1 million, 90% of 90%, because your gain is based on the 90% level, right? You had 90% debt financing. So 90% of the gain is attributable to the debt financing. That's taxable as ordinary income to your IRA. Well, no, it's actually a capital gain to your IRA. Okay, so now you get to pay capital gains tax to the IRA. And when the money comes out, what do you pay? You pay ordinary income tax on that gain. So you get to pay two taxes on it. That doesn't sound like too much fun, does it? So let me give you the solution. The solution is you should buy the real estate personally. You know, once upon a time, my accountant said, buy some real estate. You get some pretty good tax benefits. All right, well, that's true. What are those tax benefits? Let's review. You get to take the depreciation on property. Residential property, 27 and a half years, right?
Right.
So you take the structure cost, not the land, you divide by 27 and a half, and you come up with an income tax deduction every year. Now, if you make too much money, you can't take that deduction today, it gets suspended, but you get it eventually, right? So you get depreciation. Buy the real estate in your IRA, yep. No depreciation now, no depreciation later. So you get depreciation. Now, hopefully, if you buy good real estate, you also get appreciation. how are taxes calculated on appreciation? Well, if you hold for at least a year, you get special capital gains tax rates, which are always lower than ordinary income tax rates. Do it inside your IRA? Nope. You got ordinary income coming out either way. So you don't get the benefit of capital gains on the appreciation. Do you get stepped up basis? If I croak, I get a stepped up tax basis on my real estate, right, that I own. So my heirs get to inherit it tax free. Not true if that real estate is owned inside the IRA. Oh, the list goes on and on. There's far more. What if I would like to move into that property? Nope. Can't move into a property that you own through your IRA unless you distribute it and pay all those income taxes, then move into it. Oh, what if I want to, you know, I bought it in San Diego, and my kids go into UCSD, the college there, and the house is nearby. Maybe I want my kids to move into it after they graduate. Nope. Can't do that either without taking a distribution. See, there's no flexibility. So you want to own the real estate personally. When we come back from the break, I'll explain how you do that using your IRA and 401k money. Sounds complicated? I'll try to make it simple for you. Don't go away. 844-RAY-SHOW if you want to talk about it. We'll also be cleaning the deck or clearing the deck here. Jim will be cleaning the deck, and I'll be clearing it for Steve Allendorf, who's going to be joining us. And we're going to ask him how to finance this real estate, what kind of a rate you might be able to get, whether or not you should use a line of credit or a 30-year fixed rate or a 15-year rate. That's all coming up just ahead right here on the Ray Lucia Show. Don't go away.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information, and then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-658-3876. That's 800-658-3876. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-658-3876.
Are you struggling with addiction or alcohol problems? If you're depressed, drinking, and using drugs, you may need help. And the Affordable Care Act guarantees coverage of substance abuse.
I knew I could get myself out of this. I just needed some hope and some help.
I took the first step to recovery when I made the call.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
I feel like I'm losing control. I'm afraid I'll lose my job or even my family.
Call now for hope and help with proven, gentle recovery programs.
I never thought that I could be somebody who didn't drink and use drugs.
I'm in recovery, getting the help I need.
Call the Addiction Hope and Helpline now for a free assessment with someone who cares. Call 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533. 800-547-6533.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Well, today we have Steve Allendorf with us. When we talk about real estate, we always have Steve in. And Steve, thank you for joining me. I need to finish on my train of thought, and then I'm going to bounce to you because you've got some ideas on this. But we were talking about how so many individuals have all of their money tied up in 401ks and IRAs. Nobody's got cash anymore, especially if you live in California. You got an IRA or a 401k and a house. That's about it. And so individuals want to buy rental property or condos or who knows what, apartments. They have no place to get money except their house or their 401k or their IRA. And nobody wants to borrow against their home for whatever reason. I think that's a mistake. So they go to buy the real estate inside the IRA, which is a bigger mistake. And I just went through a litany of things why that's not a good idea. You don't get the depreciation. You don't get capital gains tax treatment. You don't get step up in basis. You can't move into the property. You can't gift the property to your kids, let them move into it. And the list goes on and on and on. So what I said before the break was, well, let's figure out how you can buy the real estate personally so you can get depreciation and appreciation and capital gains and gifting and all the bennies that go along with owning personal real estate, but using your IRA and or your 401k and or your home equity. Well, the first thing you need is a down payment. How much of a down payment do I need today, Steve, to buy a rental property?
To buy a rental property, you're going to look at least 20% down.
All right, so 20% down. So if I'm looking for a $250,000 property, I need $50,000. All right, so where can you get $50,000? Well, I got a couple of ideas. How about a home equity line of credit? How much has real estate appreciated in the last few years?
I don't know the exact number, but it's been significant enough where people who were underwater are no longer underwater, and there are quite a few people now have the type of equity where they can pull cash out to do a number of things. So I'm doing a lot more cash out refinances today than I did even just, let's say, just a year ago.
Yeah, so you probably have equity in your home. I know a lot of people think that's, you know, that's sacrosanct. You don't take money out of your house. That's crazy. You can borrow money. How much does it cost me to borrow today?
As far as on
take money out of my house, whether it's a line of credit or a refi.
You know, on a line of credit, in a lot of cases, it's nothing. On a home loan, you can design it where you're looking at anywhere from nothing to, you know, maybe $3,000,
$3,500. No, we would say nothing. It can't be nothing. Their bank isn't just giving you the money for free, all
well,
right?
Well, no, absolutely not. Now, on the lines of credit, most lenders will do lines of credit where they don't charge you anything. You're going to get an annual fee
of $50.
The interest rates on the lines of credit today are going to be probably anywhere between prime, which is at 3.5, plus a half a point to maybe a point and a half. Those are the numbers I've been hearing lately over the last year or so.
That's pretty good. So 3-4%, somewhere in that ballpark.
Correct.
Right? So I could borrow the money basically on an interest-only basis, use it as a down payment, right?
Yes, you can.
Okay, so there's the down payment loan. As long as I've got the money that I can pay it back eventually, that's fine. Where do I get the money to pay it back? Oh, wait a minute. You said you had an IRA. Well, if you have an IRA, why don't you take money out of the IRA to pay the interest on the line of credit? Now you own the property personally. You get depreciation, you get capital gains tax treatment, you get step up in basis, you get all those cool bennies I was just talking about. Oh, but I got to pay taxes. Time out. Time out. If I take money out of my IRA, that's taxable. If I pay mortgage interest, home equity mortgage interest up to $100,000, that is tax deductible. They wash out. So I'm taking money out of my IRA tax-free to pay back the line of credit interest anyway that Steve Alador does for me if he does a line of credit. Okay, there's one other bugaboo. I'm not 59 and a half, so I got to pay penalties. Time out. You may not have to pay penalties because you could always tap into your IRA by doing what is called a 72T election. What does that mean? It's a complicated formula that I won't get into on the air, but basically it gives you the ability to take money out of your IRA under what are called substantially equal payments over your life expectancy, and the penalty is waived. It's complex. You need a decent financial advisor. You and I have talked, Steve, about this in the past. We've even helped people do this in the past. It's complicated, and you need to pay close attention to it. Having said all that, the benefits of owning real estate personally far outweigh the benefits of owning real estate in your taxable IRA account. And so this is why you work with a planner, and in particular a loan financial planner, to come up with the money, the home equity line of credit. Can we talk about that today for a little bit?
Yeah, absolutely. And I think what's the important part is, and what you've just talked about, is the planning. And so many people get into looking to buy, whether it be a new primary residence or an investment property, as a knee-jerk reaction. They don't call or talk to their financial planner if they have a number of different accounts on where they might be able to access it, nor do they have a conversation with a good loan financial planner or somebody that knows what they're doing to find out what is the best way for us to set this up so that in the long run we're going to get the best return on our money and make the smartest moves.
All right, so if I had a $400,000 IRA and I'm 48 or whatever years old, I could do a 72T election. Maybe I've got $400,000 in some IRA rollover from my old company, 401k plan or something like that. This is also one of the reasons why you may not want to roll your IRA money into the new 401k, because no company's going to let you do a 72T from a 401k. Now, you could borrow $50,000 if you need a down payment. That's easy. I'd rather you borrow it against your home. But if you have an IRA and you put it under 72T, you might be able to structure that to get you $1,200 or $1,300 a month. $1,200 or $1,300 a month is way more money than you would need to pay back a $40,000 or $50,000 line of credit.
As long as you're on the interest only portion of the line, correct?
Well, even if you're not, you got $15,000 a year, you could structure it to get it paid off in 3, 4, 5 years anyway, right?
Right.
So you could pay the principal and the interest. Yeah, you'd have to pay a little bit in taxes on the IRA 72T election. But so what? You got the house. You got the property. You got the depreciation. You've got all of the benefits of owning real estate. Now, I'm not here to speak to the attributes of owning real estate in this market. It's a pretty hot market right now.
It is.
I mean, the property values have gone up a lot, so you've got to be careful right now.
You know, again, because we've got low inventory, we've got a ton of people looking, and the good houses that are going up on the market are still getting, as we've gone over, multiple offers. So when you have multiple offers on a property, it becomes like a shark feeding frenzy, and the seller is either going to get the list price on the house or they're going to get actually more. And that's then what begins to build up greater value in properties, higher value in properties as far as what we're seeing as far as appreciation.
All right, we'll take a break, come back with Steve Alador. Talk about Janet Yellen. Does he think rates are going to be going up anytime soon? That plus more. 30-year fixed rate loans, we'll ask him about that. Last time I checked, those rates looked pretty darn good too. And is the real estate market too hot for you to be buying? I've got some thoughts on that as well. Don't go away. 844-RAY-SHOW. That's 844-729-7469. If you have a question for Steve Areno here, or emails coming up, back with Jimmy Stewart in just a minute. Jimmy. Go to Radio Q.com.
After a rough day on the range, a feller can get a bit saddle sore. That's why I use Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. It works fast and penetrates deep to soothe my tired muscles and joints.
And he don't stink.
And I'll tell you one thing. I had no idea this stuff was so darn handy.
Blue Emu Original Super Strength Cream. Available at all major retailers. It works fast for long-lasting soothing of tired muscles and joints.
And you won't stink.
This is a national health care alert from the Health Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You could qualify for a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost to you. Get free delivery, and all the paperwork is handled by our accredited suppliers at no charge to you. So if you're on Medicare and have knee pain, don't wait. You may qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving knee brace at little or no cost. Friendly agents are standing by 24/7 to help you. We also have other pain-relieving braces, too, for your shoulder, ankle, or back. You may be eligible to get these items and more at little or no out-of-pocket cost. Our friendly representatives are standing by now to help you, so please call now.
Call 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301. Again, 855-227-0301. That's 855-227-0301.
There's more than one way to invest in your education. Investing in the right products, securities, and real estate generates secure and sound futures. What about an investment that retains its value? Consider college real estate. College real estate can provide housing for students and generate returns for their families. Through this special offer from Austin iLabs, you can download the free workbook from collegerealestate.com to see if this investment is right for you. Go to collegerealestate.com/radio.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588. 800-439-1588.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. So cancel the cable and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money.
Call 877-439-MYTV.
Right now to sign up for packages starting as low as $24.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $24.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
Cancel the cable. Cut costs and get more.
Call 877-439-MYTV. That's 1-877-439-MYTV.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right, General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for under $30,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet under $30,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait.
Call 800-605-5370. 800-605-5370. Call 800-605-5370.
biztalkradio.com.
With two cats in the yard.
I used to have nine cats in the yard, actually. One at a time, dying off. How you doing, Steve Marino?
I'm doing well. That's a good note to start
you
out on.
You have cats?
Had cats.
Yeah. What happened? Coyotes?
They got old and they passed away.
We had coyotes. One got hit by a car. It was just horrible.
That's tough. Dogs. You know, I let my cats out during the day and I brought them in at night, and it was a very fine line because I live in an area where they're coyotes.
Yeah, indeed. Okay, so we're talking about refinancing, and let's stick on the line of credit thing for just a minute. So can you just talk about what people need to know about lines of credit?
All right, so if you're looking to access equity in your home, you've got two different choices. You can potentially refinance your current first, or you can look at doing a line of credit. Does it make sense to do one or the other will be predicated on what your current interest rate is on the loan that you have right now. If you have an exceedingly low interest rate, rates are a little bit higher, you may or may not want to refinance. However, based on how much of a line of credit that you need, for instance, I got a call yesterday from a client who had a line of credit. It was actually a balloon line of credit. We don't see very many of those. That's coming due and payable. And his question was, do I do a new line or do I refinance? I put him into a 15-year loan at 2.8 about 6 or 7 years ago, and he only has 7 years left. So he's real focused on, I only have 7 years left on that loan. So what I told him to do is, let's take a look at what a new line of credit will be for at 4.5%. I did a blended rate of about 3.2-3.3%. So we're going to actually look at maybe doing another 15-year loan, because I can combine his first and his line of credit and still generate a payment that's less than what he's paying right now. If you are looking at pulling a line of credit that's, let's say, maybe 30% or less of your total loans, that might be your best option. There's some keys that you'll need to know as far as what to ask for, and we can go through that as far as what you need to find out when you're inquiring about lines of credit. You want to find out the term. You know, is it a 30-year, 25, or 20-year line of credit?
They do 30-year lines of credit?
Sure, yeah. You'll have a 30-year line. Normally, you'll have a draw period for 10 years.
Right.
That draw period gives you the ability to take money out, pay it back, reuse it, and in most cases, during that draw period, the payment is interest only. Some of the other things to be aware of if you're asking for a line is, what will the lender go up to total loan to value? So based on what your current first is and how much you want to pull on a line of credit, if you keep that total amount to 80% or less, you'll generally get a better rate. The real key is the margin or the spread above the index they use. Most lenders will use prime.
And prime is where today?
Prime is at 3.5%.
3.5%.
And prime only moves or changes when the Federal Reserve either increases or decreases short-term rates. So prime was at 3.25 for about 7 or 8 years. The index or the margin above prime, is what's really key. Years ago, a lot of equity landlenders were doing prime plus zero, prime minus a half, prime minus 3/4. You're not seeing that anymore. So the big key is to find out what their margin is. A lot of lenders will offer teaser rates, which is great. First 3 months, first 6 months, first year at a low rate, and that's fine. But the key is, what is that margin or the spread above prime when it matures out and goes on for the remaining 10 years of that draw period?
Hey, Steve Alador, it's the guy. If you're thinking about a line of credit or a refi, you know, at these low 30-year fixed rate loans, I would think that just a straight refi might make sense for a lot of people, if not most people. Based on the report that you sent me on rates, I get my rate sheet from Steve every single week, and I dream about getting a loan at 3.625.
Yeah, you can get 30-year fixed as low as 3.625.
How many points do you have to pay for that?
Well, you know, again, it's all going to depend upon purchase, refinance, credit scores. You know, at 3.625, at 0 points right now, if you've got, you know, 30, 40% equity in your property and good credit scores, you can be right around there, again, with no points or minimal points.
Virtually no money out of pocket or just minimal?
No, minimal points or no points at all. On most loans, you're looking at one-time fees if the lender's not contributing. Because we can contribute, your rate might be a little bit higher to help pay down your fees. But you're going to be looking at anywhere probably between $3,000 and $3,500 for your underwriting fees, escrow fees, title fees, recording fees, appraisal, notary fees on a refinance. On a purchase, those fees will be a little bit higher because escrow and title, those fees are higher on a purchase than they are on a refinance. And a lender does not control those escrow and those title fees on a purchase.
Now, line of credit, you say you don't pay all those fees?
In most cases, lines of credit are done at no charge.
Wow. So if you believe, as I do, that interest rates are going to stay fairly low, and you know you've got the money sitting, like I was just talking about how you can use your IRA and other assets to pay the loan off if you absolutely needed to, and you were talking about a short pay, you know, paying the thing off over a short time period, you might do a line of credit.
Some of the good points on the flexibility of line of credit is if you don't need, let's say you're looking at needing about 20 grand, but you can do a line of credit at 100. The beauty of a line of credit is you only pay on what you use. So you could have 100,000. You can say you need 20 to pay off debt or put down on a house, whatever you're going to use the money for. You've got a nice big safety net with that line of credit.
So I get a line of credit for 100 grand. And I go buy, unit number one. I use up $60,000-$70,000 that line of credit. I start using the income after I get the place fixed up, pay that thing back, and I go find another place. I can tap into the line of credit for $40,000 and get unit number two, and I can build myself a nice little annuity.
Correct. So again, based on what your current mortgage is, doing a line of credit, a lot of times it may make sense to pull cash out of the primary. If we can get a rate that's close to what you have right now. And then after doing that, you may be able to then put a line of credit on your property. So now you're being able to access as much as you can from your house, as long as you do it smart, and the money that you're pulling out is generating more money or a better cash flow or a greater equity in real estate in the future. So much of it is about consulting with somebody that knows what they're doing, finding out what your needs and your goals are, and then designing the plan. Because if you're going to look to refinance your primary residence or your rental property down the line, you're going to get a better rate if you don't have a line of credit on the property. If, let's say, you go ahead and you say, hey, I want a line of credit, you do a $50,000 line of credit, and then 6 months later say, hey, I'm going to refinance my first because that was my plan, you'll actually pay a higher rate having that second lien behind that we have to what's called subordinate to the first loan. So again, so much of it is planning. If you're looking at doing stuff down the line, it makes more sense to access cash out of your home if you can prior to doing a line of credit than if you need additional cash, do that line of credit after you do the refinance.
All right, let me ask you this question. Here in San Diego, it's next to impossible to buy a rental property with 20 or 30% down and get positive cash flow, right?
I'm starting to see that happen though.
Really?
Yes.
So I could look for rental properties here, but obviously, probably starting at $400,000 or $500,000.
Correct.
So I want to go to Texas. I want to go somewhere else. And Houston, I can go to Houston and maybe buy a property for $150,000 and get, you know, decent positive cash flow. Would I be better off trying to get financing there or take a line of credit out of my property here?
Again, it all depends on the equity that you have in your property. I'm working with a client right now that wants to buy a property in Michigan. And we're looking at, do we do a loan on that property? Do we refinance their current property and pull cash out? Or do we do an equity line or a combination of both? And I think where we're going to go is we're going to pull cash out of the primary. That's going to give them enough for a down payment to do a loan in Michigan. Now, it's a property that needs work. So then we're going to do a line of credit on their primary to take out 50 grand so they can do the work they want on the property in Michigan.
And pay that back over time.
Correct. So again, this is a whole strategy, and we had a long conversation yesterday, and I'm looking at, here's how we're going to set it up as far as how they're going to get their best option in doing what they want to do.
Building Your Real Estate Empire with Steve Alador. That should be a white paper that you write for us.
Building Your Real Estate Empire
with me, Steve Alador, your loan financial planner.
I like that.
Okay, so you've got a week to get it done. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. LoanFinancialPlanner.com. This is the guy you want to get to know because he's got all these fantastic ideas. Look at his website there on the screen. People are waving to me and all that stuff. 888-563-1070 is the number. 888-563-1070. Again, go to LoanFinancialPlanner.com. Great info, Steve.
Always a pleasure.
All right, we'll come back with emails. Don't go away, folks. Remember, you're dialed in right now to the one talk show in America that helps you make better money moves. And we've done that so far today. I hope you've been paying very close attention. This is The Ray Lucia Show.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
If your credit card bills have gotten out of hand, call Consolidated Credit now. If you're making the minimum payments, but your balance is just not going down, call Consolidated Credit now. If the interest rates on your credit cards are so high, it will take years to get out of debt, call Consolidated Credit now. They've helped over 5 million people with credit card debt. They can consolidate your debts into one lower payment, reduce your interest rates, and get you out of debt fast. If you're struggling with credit card debt, the first step is yours. Call Consolidated Credit now. Call 800-463-1749. 800-463-1749. That's 800-463-1749. Consolidated Credit Counseling Services Incorporated, 5701 West Sunrise Boulevard, Fort Lauderdale, Florida, 33313. Not a loan company. Licensed by the New York Department of Financial Services and by the Vermont Department of Financial Regulation. Maryland DM-19, Oregon DM-80031. Licensed by the Virginia State Corporation Commission. License number DC-32.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975 for your free health insurance quote. Call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember,
We specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, and we have great rates for smokers too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
Are you worried about losing your home to foreclosure? If you've been threatened with foreclosure or receive legal papers from your bank, you have approximately 30 days to respond. If you do not respond, you could lose your home. You have rights. Act now to protect your rights. You can stay in your home. Many times you can even modify your loan. The bottom line is you can get past this, but you must act right now. If you've been served by your bank and you're worried about losing your home to foreclosure, now is the time to fight back and save your home. Time is limited, so call the professionals at National Foreclosure Defense right now.
800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. 800-708-7922. That number again is 800-708-7922.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Kissed at the turn of a mile. A special thank you once again to my pal Steve Allador. His website, you can check him out there, loanfinancialplanner.com. Jim Stewart back with me. He's one smart guy, isn't he?
He's got a dialed job. Yep.
You know, he and I have been doing radio together for probably 25 years. I got his company on the air years ago when I was a fledgling real estate talk show host. And I said, you know, you guys do such a good job that you need to be advertisers. They've been advertisers ever since. It's pretty cool. And they do a superb job. They've done several loans for me, family members, and all that stuff. And what I love about Steve is he's a no BS kind of guy. If he can make the loan for you, he'll make it. If it's the right deal for you, he'll make it. If he says, you know what, we better wait 6 months or a year or 2 years before you move forward, because I think your credit, we can get your credit, you know, he does that. It's not like he's so hard up to make a loan. He's a successful guy.
That's right. It's not just an order taker and a paper pusher.
Which brings up an interesting point, because, you know, I've had my run-ins with contractors over the years, you know, because whenever you hire a contract, you're looking at the bids and you're looking at the price and all that stuff, and you go with the don't go with the lowest price. You know what? When I hire a contractor now, I look for the biggest, baddest company in town. And even if they're 10 or 20% higher, I want somebody that's got more to lose if they screw me, right? Because if it's a little guy, I've had these little guys, they come to the door, we want to trim your trees, and they go in, yeah, we can do all this stuff, put a fence in the backyard, and it's $25,000. Oh, okay, sure, no problem. And you get the first few checks, and they never see them again.
Gone.
And then you call the contractor's board and all that. It's just ridiculous. So I like the biggest, baddest company. But that's me. That's me. I've got the pains to prove it. Roll it. We have a very long email, but it's a good one, and it's on topic. So we're going to go all the way to Miami. I think we're just going to stay there, all right?
I'm ready.
Miami Beach, Florida. John asks this question. Bear with me, and I know if you're looking at that on the screen, you got a better eyes than me because I can't read that, but I've got it written in front of me. John asks, I'm 61 years old and retired. Well, good for you, John. I have 5 rental homes that generate sufficient income to pay all of my annual expenses. Value of rental property is about $800,000. I have about $600,000 in stocks, $140,000 in cash, no debt. I have an opportunity to lend $400,000 to a real estate investor who happens to be an attorney to pay off his high interest investor loans on 10 rental houses he now owns. The terms of my loan to him would be 8% amortized over 20 years with a balloon at 10. Loan would be secured by first mortgages on each property. Value of these properties far exceeds amount of the loan. Good deal for whom? Me, he asks. John, yeah. If the guy pays the loan back, it's a great deal for you. If the guy doesn't pay the loan back, it still could be a great deal for you, but then the work begins. So I don't know what you do for a living, John. First of all, this is what I was talking about. This guy's an investor. He's got a bunch of hard money loans lying out there at 12, 13, 14%. He says, it's killing me. I got a bunch of these properties they're paid for. I could increase my cash flow dramatically if you'll make me a loan, Big John, for 8%, amortized over 20 or whatever the loan terms are. I actually spoke with John about this, or emailed. I can't remember if we talked physically or we emailed back and forth. But I said, you know what? Do you have experience in foreclosure and collections and et cetera, et cetera? And I don't know the real estate laws in Florida, how hard it is to foreclose on a property. So I said, call a real estate lawyer and ask the real estate lawyer, if this guy doesn't pay you, how hard it's going to be for you to foreclose on a rental property. And if the real estate lawyer says, yeah, it's, you know, ho-hum, I do it all the time, cost you $5,000 or whatever, and you build that into the risk factor, these are properties that are fully paid for, according to what he said. And I asked him, well, what's the loan-to-value ratio? Because if it's 80%, I don't like that one. If it's 40%, in other words, you got 60% equity, and it costs you $5,000 or $10,000 to get somebody thrown out, and the property's worth $150,000, yeah, I'd do that all day long. But I want to have a real estate lawyer on my team that understands how to do this stuff. You might say to the real estate lawyer, hey, real estate lawyer, it's a $400,000 deal. Why don't I put up $300,000? You put up $100,000. We both get 8% on our money. And if, in fact, this guy pulls any hanky-panky, you step in as the real estate lawyer and solve the problem for us. Meanwhile, I took your money, you know, out of the bank that was earning 2% or 1%, and I turned it into 8 on somebody that I know well, on properties that I know are free and clear. Do the title searches and all. You gotta do your homework here. But I don't know. What do you think about that? I don't think it's such a bad deal.
My first impression was I saw the word attorney.
Okay.
So I always think the very worst.
Yeah. So
if it ends up going bad, now I have to sue an attorney, and now the attorney fees just start multiplying, or I end up owning property that I have to manage that's somewhere else.
So, which is why I suggested that he get a partner that also happens to be an attorney, a real estate attorney.
There you go.
See, you and I were on the same page on that. But I'm the solutions guy. I want to have a solution. I don't want to have to pay attorney's fees. I paid plenty of them in my day, way more than I would like to admit. Anyway, you know what? Here's what I know about making real estate loans. I like first trust deeds better than I like second trust deeds. I like it when there's lots of equity loan to value, and I like it where you have an honest borrower. So, you know what? I'd spend a little extra money. I'd find out about this guy. Now, he's known this guy for a long time. So it's a friend. It's somebody that he trusts, et cetera, et cetera. I don't see that many red flags going up, but you definitely want a lawyer in the mix. Okay, let's move on. Oh, we only have 1 minute left? Oh, I can't do Charles in Arlington, Texas. It's an annuity question. It's about 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, or 6 lines itself. I try to tell people to be short and sweet, but it's not easy when they're talking about their own personal financial situation. Right. They want to give you so much information that I know I give them to you, and you cut them down to 5 or 6 lines. So you must be getting 8 paragraphs worth.
Right, right.
Charles, we'll get to you next hour. Tommy in Mesa, Arizona. Jody in Oregon. Your questions are important to us, and I don't want to give you the short shrift. So stick around. Again, a special thanks to Steve Allador. Jim Stewart, thank you, buddy. Doing a fine job, I might add.
Pleasure.
And the boys in the back, thank you guys. Doing a great job. There you go. Look at that. See how excited they get? And if you need me, folks, just go to RayLucia.com. Click on the Ask Ray button. Now go out and make yourself a great, great, great day. God bless. Bye-bye.
You're listening to The Ray Lucia Show, taking calls from across the nation and answering questions about your biggest financial challenges. Ray Lucia is not a registered representative of or affiliated with any securities brokerage or investment advisory firm. The views and opinions expressed by Ray and his guests are not necessarily those of this station or its sponsors and should not be construed as legal, tax, or investment advice. You should always consult with the appropriate advisors before making any financial decisions. Ray is available to take your questions at 844-RAY-SHOW or online at raylucia.com.
BizTalkRadio.com.